Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 10. The Need of a Connection with God. God has been pointing out a work which is to be done. The world must be warned. He has given men and women the privilege of being co-partners with Him in this great work. If they would use only the facilities provided by God, placing the sacred fire upon their censers with the fragrant incense, a firm connection would be made between the might of divine power and the human agent. But if men think that they are sufficient of themselves, they become vainglorious, and the spirit of corruption spreads through the entire being. God cannot use them. Christ says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." Those who have not a living connection with God have not an appreciation of the Holy Spirit's manifestation and do not distinguish between the sacred and the common. They do not obey God's voice because, as the Jewish nation, they know not the time of their visitation. There is no help for man, woman, or child who will not hear and obey the voice of duty. For the voice of duty is the voice of God. The eyes, the ears, and the heart will become unimpressible if men and women refuse to give heed to the divine counsel and choose the way that is best pleasing to themselves. Oh, how much better it would be if all who do this were connected with some other work than the sacred institutions appointed by God as His great centers. They are supposed to be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but this is a mistake. They do not do the work of God faithfully. They do not give evidence that they realize its sacred character. Their influence misleads others, causing them to regard lightly God's instrumentalities ordained for the saving of souls, and leading them to think that they may bring in their own ideas and common thoughts and plans. Thus, a low, cheap level is reached, and God is greatly dishonored. God would have all who have such an experience ingrained in their religious life choose occupation elsewhere, in laborious, narrow spheres, where eternal interests will not be cheapened by their unconsecrated lives, where there is less room to encounter temptation. Strenuous, flesh-wearing toil may counteract and subdue their evil propensities, and others will not be leavened by their harmful tendencies and traits of character. Those who have any connection with God's work in any of our institutions must have a connection with God and must be committed to do right under all circumstances, that they may know where they will be found in the day of trial. No one connected with the sacred work of God can remain on neutral ground. If a man is divided, undecided, unsettled, until he is sure that he will lose nothing, he shows that he is a man God cannot use. But many are working in this line. They have not been appointed by God, or else they have decidedly failed to be worked by the mighty agency of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will use educated men if their supposed knowledge does not lead them to desire to work the Holy Spirit and to seek to teach the Lord that human policy is better than divine plans, because it accords better with popular opinion. Everyone in God's service is under bonds to stand forth boldly and meet prejudice, opposition, and human passion. They must ever remember that they are God's servants and in His service.